You are somehow obligated to risk your life and or kill in the name of a flag.
You have a brief oral exam?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
This is episode 148, and today we'll be joined by a very special guest. Pymander Aquarian, how's it going?
And so it contains only a limited number of...
Thank you for having me. I think this is my first time on... Gwydion's Astral Podcast.
Your first time? Are you senile?
When was I on before?
Well, the first time you came on was back in 2016, episode 43.
Pymander!
I have come to witness.
We believe that yoga is alive today in the living people who practice and experience it. In episode 1, we interview longtime yogi and yoga teacher and Nobel Peace Prize nominee Dr. Ashok Malhotra.
To be a yogi means you have to go beyond all this.
But isn't Pymander all of us? Is Pymander also Schlenchenheimer?
Yes, Pymander is all of us, including Schlenchenheimer.
You are somehow obligated to risk your life and or kill in the name of a flag. You are morally indebted to a flag, and therefore you need to risk your life and or kill in the name of a flag.
Yeah, a little weird, your very first introduction on... My podcast was identifying yourself as all of us, including Schlenchenheimer.
The Industrial Revolution.
It's a bummer.
To prove that Elon Musk was the father.
A commercial for Tesla at the White House.
You're gonna sit right there.
Deeply infuriated by the Frank Castle stuff.
who had me on trial that day, and you were in the jury box. Then later, that same year, I think, episode 60, Schulteis Requiem.
I feel like we're missing somebody.
This woman is a bit masculine. She's gonna get harassed.
Hello, Quidio.
Oh, right. I forgot about you because you're the synthesis of all of us. Would it be weird for you to be here at the same time as all of us?
No, I don't think that would be weird.
Engage in some social deconstructivization.
Say so. Okay, Schulteis, hit it!
Oh, you don't need to hear that. If you guys want to listen to the rest of that, it's episode 60, Schulteis Requiem. All of us sing together, and it's not good. Then later you came on episode 79. You remember Silent Client?
Is that you, Pymander?
Yeah? What of it?
Well, you usually speak with this, like, many voices at once. I am all of us. Yeah, but I figured fuck that. You know, I just want to be myself, you know? Oh, yes, I see. So anyone else?
Yeah. Oh, right. God. Yeah, I was totally different back then, wasn't I?
But I've never seen Midsummer Night's Dream. Yeah, I had a good night's sleep since then, so I've had a chance to kind of process my way, dig my way out of that paranoia hole.
And you've even come on since you've been in this present form, episode 140... where we sort of fine-tuned what chicken philosophy was about to evolve into.
Here. In this one, I just wanted to go around and see. Check in with everybody.
I saw a skull screaming and exploding kind of thing.
I mean, you're Pymander, though, right?
Sure, I can be Pymander.
Oh.
That's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah, because he's Edward. It'd get confusing if you were also Edward.
A rose by any other name, right?
I forgot that I did that.
It makes sense to risk your life and or kill in the name of a flag. It is somehow okay.
Okay. So, in that same episode, I think you yes-and me and wove together all the threads.
Talk about the Abramelin.
Beginning with Gin Aquarian in 2012, and how that became the you that wears the Nagapa shawl in present time.
Huh. That gives me a lot to think about. Thank you, Gwitty. Thank you.
It is somehow okay to risk your life and or kill in the name of a flag. The flag is pretty. The flag is somehow sentimental, meaningful, benign and holy, or whatever the symbol or symbols on the flag may be.
Pymander, the one who is all of us, including Schlenschnunheimer. That's there. And this is what the YouTube algorithm thinks is best for you. So don't click that one, unless you're one of those weirdos.